Part 4 of the Buzz Bubble with Mike Sheldon, CEO of Deutsche LA. Now back to our host, Kevin Kelly, on the Buzz Bubble.
Let's jump into the buzz round, which is some rapid fire questions.
The buzz round.
You know, it's like this or that kind of thing. So we'll just throw those out and see what you come up with. Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla. Chocolate gives me gas.
Okay. Well, make due note of that. Martinis, wine, or beer?
Yes, please.
Nature or nurture?
Definitely nature. You know, I just absolutely no question. A little bit of nurture.
Okay. Football or golf?
Golf. I hate to say it, I was never a golfer 3 years ago. I became a golfer, and now I'm like a crack addict with this stuff.
I was in the music business, and I was, you know, the guy that used to mix the, you know, records, and got the big console and all the buttons, and one of the guys told me, as a friend of mine who lives here in LA, he said, you know, I love golf because it's the exact opposite. And it applies for advertising, too.
Right.
It's the exact opposite because, like, in music or advertising, you're doing 100 different things all day long, 100 minutes an hour. And when you're in golf, it's one thing that way, and you're outdoors, which is, again, the opposite of what we usually are doing. It's great.
No, that's exactly right. I'm the world's shittiest golfer.
And that's okay.
I can't do anything right. But it's so fun. And then afterwards, it's a blast hanging out with guys. And my son's into it. My wife's into it. So.
And out of the 100 swings you make, there's that really one good one that makes you go back. Like,
yeah. No, it's a messed up, really, really retarded sport. But I love it.
Yeah. Ginger or Marianne?
Is this a family show?
No.
Okay, then yes. God, you know.
See, martinis, wine, and
really,
and
it's more Marianne.
I'm not gonna. I don't know how
Ginger
there.
Kept that dress on in the jungle anyway. Mac or PC?
Oh, Mac. Just come on.
Coke or Pepsi?
Dr. Pepper Snapple, man.
There you go. I figured that one. Steak or tofu?
Steak.
Okay. Usually get that one, but I don't know, when I come to LA, I might get tofu. Tron or Casablanca?
Tron. Simple dimple, you know, pure dumb entertainment.
Geek or nerd?
Probably, you know, I think nerds aspire to be geeks, and now that half of our agency are geeks, you know,
it's a badge.
I'm on board.
Morning bird or night owl?
Definitely morning.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm the best in the morning.
Yeah,
I love it.
I guess I find that as also a left coast thing too.
Yeah, I'm an accountant.
Got to be up early. Finally, SpongeBob or Bugs Bunny?
Bugs. I love SpongeBob too.
Yeah, me
really
too.
Well written and funny, but Bugs.
I'm just upset my kids are exposed to it. I can't find it.
Yeah.
A couple other, not buzz round questions, but to. And this is not a family show. What's your favorite compound curse word?
Pig fuck.
Really?
It's just so descriptive.
As a, yeah, okay.
You know, like.
As this is, or you are, or all like, of the above.
This situation is just a complete pig fuck. You know, it describes exactly advertising half, you know, half my life.
I will make note of that one. And if it's okay with you, I'll use that.
Yes, you may.
What's on your iPod?
iPod, oh God, everything from, I'm just a music omnivore, like Michael Jackson, Keith Urban, Jay-Z, Tupac, Armic, which is flamenco music. I love every form of music. Blues, a big blues fan. Everything but jazz.
Huh? Okay.
Just not a honks and squeaks kind of guy.
Okay, that's fair. Any favorite podcasts or blogs, stuff that you
love? Adam Carolla's podcast. I don't know if you listen to that. He's just so fucking funny. And so that's great. And, you know, Mashable, I love. It's just, you know.
Gotta consume it.
Yeah.
Something odd or unexpected about you that maybe most people don't know that you want to just throw out here?
I have a Bible study at my house. Once a week for like 6 weeks of the year.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's odd and unexpected. And then it's like 7 or 8 families, and the kids go play, and the parents do this, and then we all get drunk together. So it's completely bizarre. and really kind of wonderful.
You study before or after getting drunk or both?
We try and wait till then, but it doesn't always happen.
Great. I like to see a lot of times if my current guest can ask my next guest a question. And you can pass. But my next guest is Chuck Porter over at Crispin Porter. Anything come to the top of your head you might want to ask a guy like Chuck?
Well, first of all, I have a ton of respect for the guy. The agency has just done so well, and they've just grown. It's done smart work, so, you know. I guess my question would be, what's he going to do without Alex? You know, where does the agency go? I know they got, you know, a ton of really great people there. But that, you know, you always have sort of that rudder.
And guard change.
You know, we went through a little of our change with Eric leaving, and I'm sure it opens up new doors, which is really wonderful in a way, and then it's also close to others. And so where does it really go?
Where's it going?
I know they have global aspirations, and global is just a bitch. You know,
it's just a tough thing
for everyone. And there's anybody that pretends that it's easy and it's simple and uniform and natural is crazy. So how do you do that? What's the Crispin flavor of going global?
That's a great question.
What do you got here? Well, it's the Wall of Fame. You know, this is all of our clients, and you know, we're hoping that I'm hoping we get another one. But if we do, I've got to do a rebuild.
Yeah, right.
You know, or double up, and then someone's gonna feel cheated.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
I don't know if you saw this. This is how you know you have infiltrated pop culture.
Nice.
Yeah,
you know,
like a nice day.
That's
awesome.
All right, well, that's it. I appreciate the time, and thank you so much, Mike.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for watching. Tune in. We're either going to do the tour now, or we're going to show it at the beginning because we had you come in. So I think that was great. So, thanks everybody, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That's it for part 4 of our Buzz Bubble interview with Mike Sheldon. Tune in next week for part 5. We continue our series of exclusive agency tours with an inside look at Deutsch Los Angeles.
Sorry about all that. This is really cool. When Volkswagen, when we won the account about a year and a half ago, they had two of these buses in their headquarters in Washington, D.C. They gave us one as a gift for winning the account, and we went ahead and got it professionally repainted to the
Didn't just happen to win that.
So that's
next week on the Buzz Bubble.